On this day, 29th of March 1921, police machine gun attack on church. Our Cork correspondent wires, while hundreds of the Catholic people were assembled in St. John's Parish Church on Saturday night, awaiting confession in preparation for Easter Sunday, a machine gun was trained on the church, apparently from the direction of the new presbytery in Denny Street, recently commandeered by auxiliary forces from the Dean. Veray lights were sent up first to mark the objective of the attackers, and volley after volley crashed against St. John's Church. The people inside threw themselves on the ground as bullet after bullet in rapid succession crashed against the walls of the sacred edifice. The people in the church behaved with great fortitude. They joined in fervent prayer for protection, and their prayers were heard. Not a single person in the church was injured. Those in the street outside were not so fortunate, for a party of auxiliaries, acting apparently in concert with the machine gun party, left a local hotel and fired several rounds in the streets, the people fleeing in all directions. A boy was shot through the legs. Saturday night's outrage was strongly condemned by the Dean at Mass yesterday. What a brave act to direct machine gun fire against five unarmed priests sitting in their confessionals, about 80 women and children, unarmed, and 40 or 50 laity, certainly unarmed. This attack marks the beginning of warfare against the Catholic Church. Devlin on partition. The fine spirit existing amongst the nationalists of the Ards Peninsula found expression in the very large and enthusiastic rally which took place yesterday on the occasion of the visit of Mr. Joseph Devlin, MP to Ballycran, Kirkcaldy, where he opened a splendid new hall built by Division No. 661 Ballycran, the Portaferry Division of the AOH, attended with an Irish piper's band and flag, and headed the procession. Mr. Devlin was accompanied by the Reverend A. Neeson, P.P. Ballycran, and Reverend L. McKeown, C.C. In his speech, the MP recalled the splendid part played by the Ards in 1798. I am glad to know there are still in the Ards sturdy Protestants who believe in Ireland a nation. Referring to the proposed Northern Parliament, Mr. Devlin said, "This is not a solution to the Irish problem. It is a scheme which insults our nationality and our intelligence. Our only hope is that before many months are over, this Parliament will have disappeared." Eamon Phoenix, editor's note: as Crown forces increasingly treated civilians as the enemy, Joe Devlin identified partition as the greatest threat facing Northern nationalists at a rally in Down. Devlin's mentor, Samuel Young, 1820 to 1918, a Protestant Home Rule MP and distiller, hailed from Portaferry.